Okay, yesterday we're learning about we're in the middle of the chuppah, so to speak. We're discussing why you have to designate the witnesses, because there are other people there that are relatives and not kosher witnesses, and if they all have a mind to testify, so then it would invalidate the kedushin, then they wouldn't have the kedushin. So then by designating witnesses, so they're the only ones that qualify for the witnesses, nobody else are allowed to be kosher witnesses. Now, we learned already the Sheva Brachas, the seven Brachas, which are is the Nisuyin, the second part of the wedding. The first two Brachas ideally should go together, but halachically they could be separated. Now, after you finish the chuppah, you said the chassan kala drink again, the chassan breaks the glass with the heel of his shoe, like we learned, not with the sole of the shoe. And then they go, by Ashkenazim, they have what's called yichud afterwards. By the Sfardim, they do yichud under the chuppah. How do they do yichud under the chuppah? After the reading of the ksuba, they wrap a talis. Chosim gets his new talis, right? He makes the bracha on the talis. And then they wrap the chosim and kala together under one talis. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. But by the Sfardim, that's their yichud. Because the Gemara says that the primary part of the chuppah is really the yichud. The fact that the chos and the kala go alone in a room, that itself is really the acquisition of the chos with the kala. So they do it under the chuppah by wrapping the chos and the kala together in a talis, so that is their yichud. Ashkenazim, after they break the plate, the chos and the kala go into a yichud room. They're alone there the custom is, if it's an interesting custom, our custom is that they put a silver spoon, actual silver, in the doorway of the Yichud room. Chosin goes in first with his right foot, then the Kala goes right foot over the spoon, and then they go into Yichud. Now, you need to designate two witnesses for the Yichud. Now, normally, it's the same witnesses as the ones that saw the Kedushin. Okay, usually it's the same witnesses. But halachically, if they're not, they're not. Because it happens many times. One of the witnesses, or two of the witnesses that were there by the chuppah is running late and they have to leave, they have to be somewhere and they can't stay for another 7 minutes for yichud. So then, according to halacha, you can get another two kosher sets, a set of kosher witnesses to watch the yichud. Preferred, though, is that the same witnesses that saw the actual ring giving are the ones that actually watch the yichud for. Now, how long? So before that, the minig is that witnesses go into the room, check that there's no openings, no other doorways, no other ways out, that it should be a real yichud. And then our custom is that after the chuppah, the parents go into the yichud room before yichud starts, and they pour a drink for them, they give them a bracha, and then they all go out, and that's when the yichud begins. Now, the witnesses have to stay outside of the room. How long do you do yichud for? Different rabbanim have different customs. We usually do 7 minutes for yichud, that they're alone in the room, and that's the finalizes the kinyan, so to speak, of the chuppah.
Minimum 7 minutes, or it could be more?
Could be more. Some poskim write 5 minutes. Usually what they do afterwards, they stick around there for, then they go for pictures, the very important things at a wedding, not the chuppah. What really matters, the pictures. What? Oh, now this is a very important, good thing you brought it up. In many places, even in the so-called religious places, they want to do what's called a double ring ceremony. Which means the chosin gives the kala a ring, and then the kala gives the chosin a ring. Okay? That doing under the chuppah, if the chosin gives the kala a ring, and right away the kala gives the chosin a ring, could be a shaila on the kedushin. Because according to halacha, the man is acquiring the woman through the kedushin. The woman is not acquiring the man. And if he gives her a ring, and she gives him back a ring at the same time, so in their minds, it's an equal taking and giving. which is halachically not kosher. So what Frum rabbis do, if they insist on doing a double ring ceremony, they won't do it at that time. They won't do it after the chuppah is over, right before they break the glass. Then, if you want, it's also not the greatest thing to do. The kala gives the chosin a ring, but she cannot say any expression of kedushin. She can say ani lo doidi v'doidi li. It's a nice pasuk. She cannot say anything that would allude to the fact that she's doing kedushin to the man, because again, that would invalidate the whole kedushin. No, they can stand. I mean, there was right, because once the seven brachas are over, the chuppah is over. Breaking a glass is just a remembrance of the churban, but the chuppah is over. Let's see, for argument's sake, there's no glass broken. It's still a kosher chuppah. You just need to remind us of the churban, but the chuppah is over at the end of the seven brachas. So then if it's done, and again, they don't do any expression of kedushin, they just say whatever they want to say, so then you can get away with it. But otherwise, it's not allowed to be done if it's done at the same time. Okay, next. So after that, you have yichud, like we said. Okay, now... okay. Next is the meal of the chasana, which is, for a first-time marriage, an obligation. In other words, like this. It's another misunderstanding people have. Everybody knows you make Sheva Brachas for 7 days, right? Boy marries girl for the first time, you make Sheva Brachas 7 days. There is halachically no obligation to make Sheva Brachas for 7 days. The only obligatory Sheva Brachas is the one at the end of the meal of the chasana. That's it. That's the one that must be made. All the other 7 days, it's a custom to make. What do you mean a custom to make? So Lachis says, if you have a minyan, and you have 7 people that washed, and you have one of the 10 is a new face, what's called panim chadoshes, that wasn't not at the chuppah or at any of the other Sheva Brachas, so that new face creates a new simcha, so for 7 days, you could do Sheva Brachas. But there's no obligation to do Sheva Brachas at all, except the night of the wedding. That's mandatory Sheva Brachas. And that Sheva Brachas is mandatory, and that, you know... You could do no nights out of 7, you do 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights, 1 night. You could do, if you want, 30 Sheva Brachas. You could do 5 a day. You know, you can have an early breakfast with a minion. But again, you need a minion that are washing and a new face to each one of the Sheva Brachas. So you can make before breakfast, early breakfast, late breakfast, early lunch, late lunch, dinner, post-dinner, pizza party, you know, whatever.
All the minyan must have eaten bread, or only the 7?
7 have to eat 7. Bread. 7 need to have bread. Now Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day, you don't need a new face. You don't need a panim chadoshes. For Shalosh Shodes, it's a machlekes if you need panim chadoshes or not. But generally speaking, you don't need to make Sheva Brach 7. People like doing it because it's nice. And let me tell you a little secret. For the Chosin Kali, it's the most boring time. They're not interested in the Sheva Brachas. They just want to be left alone and not making me go to the parties and this, all that. They're not interested. But the meaning is that they do it. People do it.
Some they do. Some of them they like.
They like partying. Yeah, okay. Not in the 7. He has to be 1 of the 10. One of the 10. He doesn't have to eat. But a lot of times by Sheva Brachas, they have this, and then they don't have a panim chadoshes. You go out into the street, find a Jew somewhere, you know. So you come in, they give him something to eat, piece of cake or whatever, and they make Sheva Brachas.
What is the inyan of mixing? Is it a minig or a...
It's all minig.
It's
Now, you have like this. You have the cup that you do Berachas HaMazon on. Then you have a cup of Sheva Berachas. Now, we mentioned by the Chuppah, Chabad customers use the same glass for both. Okay, but by Sheva Berachas, it's benching is one mitzvah. Sheva Berachas is a different mitzvah. You can't make mitzvahs chavilas, meaning you can't put together mitzvahs, different mitzvahs into one, because then it looks like it's a burden and you just want to get rid of it. So therefore, you need one cup for Sheva, for benching, and you need one cup for Sheva Berachas. Okay? So the guy that benches, normally under the chuppah, Bray Piyagofin is first, then the other six brachas. Okay, the guy benches, finishes benching, they do Sheva Berachas. Now they only do six brachas, because when they're done with the seventh, that's when the guy that benched makes the Bray Piyagofin and drinks in the wine. So he drinks, from the wine.
A lot. He has to drink
to make a bracha chrein. Then you want the chosn kala to have from both. The benching cup and the Sheva Berachas cup. So how do you get them from both? You mix them together, and then you give the kala to drink and the chosn to drink, the kala to drink, or whatever, and that's it.
Sounds like you have to have a rabbi there full time.
You know, the Rebbe wanted that people, before they get married, should get smicha, ordained as rabbis. No, the Rebbe said, and the Rebbe writes, this is in the early years of the Rebbe's leadership, and the Rebbe wrote, said and wrote, because, I didn't put this out, what is this?
Probably no battery.
You know what? I put it on, I'm not, see, it's not working.
Made in China.
Made in China. How did you know?
Everything.
Because God made heaven and earth and everything else was made in China. That's it. Now, what were you saying? Oh, yeah. So the Rebbe said, when you have a rabbi with smich, you always have a rav in the house. Not that they know, but they might know what's a question to ask. You know what I mean? They're yaitzah with the bracha of, if they don't talk, then they're yaitzah with the, even under the chuppah, before Siddur Kedushin, I mean, I do it, I know a lot of rabbis do it, before Siddur Kedushin, they tell the chosn and kala, listen to the brachas, answer amen, and have a mind to be yaitzah the Bray Piyagofin. And then when they drink, they don't have to make a new bracha. Because you heard already the Bray Piyagofin. So that's what should be done. Now, by the way, a chosin, now, it's another interesting thing. If one of the two were married for the first time, you have Sheva Brachas 7 days. In other words, let's say the man was married before and the girl wasn't. Or the girl was married before the husband wasn't. The din is, you make Sheva Brachas 7 days. If they were both married already, both previously married, you only make Sheva Brachas by the wedding. And even then, according to many opinions, the Sheva Brachas should be the same day as the Chuppah, not the next night. So if both of them are getting married for a second time, ideally they should make the Chuppah earlier, have the meal earlier, before sundown. That's what it says in Allah. The meaning is people do it anyway. Don't make Sheva Brachas later. But that they're only making one Sheva Brachas at the Chasen, and that's it. Now, with the Chesmur, people say 3 days. You're not allowed to make Sheva Brachas for 3 days. 3 days, for both of them were married. For 3 days, the Chasen and Kala cannot go to work. And there's no Tachnun if they come to Shul. First time Chosin and Kala, or either one of them for the first time, they're not allowed to work for 7 days. And 7 days you make Sheva Brachas, and 7 days whenever they're in Shul, there's no Tachlin.
Even the Kala?
If the Kala comes to Shul, only if she's the Chazan. If she's the Chazan, then there's no Tachlin. No, I mean, trust me, they don't come to Shul during Sheva Brachas. Okay, that's it. Machat shinus and a mighty man, Machabeva, my kinship, lag out, Peter, and Kashi, and Mary Dot, and the Bogotag, so big.